all that now remained was to officially launch the new bridge.
On the 7th of October 2006, we had the official opening ceremony. The bridge didn't actually open that day, but we had the ceremony, and that was attended by, some people estimated, conservatively estimated 2,000 people, other people said 4,000 people, but there was an enormous crowd came along to the opening. We had official speeches in McGuinty Park, just on the southern approach to the bridge, and after that was completed, we moved up onto the bridge and we had the cutting of the ribbon and unveiling of the plaque on the bridge, and after that, everyone walked over the bridge and enjoyed the time on the bridge. There was also festivities back in the park all that afternoon. There was also a parade of vintage machinery and vintage vehicles and other things during the opening. So it was a very big day, very successful day, and enjoyed by many, many local people.
Now, the original lift span of the old bridge, there was a plan for that to be put into the park as a monument, wasn't there? Is that still happening?
That's correct. The lift span has been removed from the river and it is now resting in McGuinty Park in pieces. Over the next month or two, this will be assembled and left as a permanent historic display in the park. So we were anxious to try and keep some component of the crossing when we were developing the project, and we felt this was probably the most significant part of the bridge. And luckily, thankfully, we'll be able to retain that as a permanent display.
John Caters ponders what the future prospects for Robin Vale and Euston are likely to be with the new crossing.
Where this bridge is situated, it'll change the whole lifestyle and of this country, of Swan Hill. You're going to have a huge tourism industry coming up this way. Even the reports that were given to us say that the uses of the road and the bridge will go up by 5 to 10%. So it'd be a corridor from here along the Murray, what we call the Murray Valley Highway, from here to Echuca and places like that, that will follow from Bendigo. You're going to find a lot of tourism will come up this way, up towards Mildura, or ride to Balarattle, towards Sydney and that.
So what do you think it's going to do for Robin Vale?
Oh, look, Robin Vale, first of all, like I said, it's going to be easy and quicker for us to access Mildura services. That's going to open up. And the markets that we have are Sydney, Brisbane, into Goulburn and Adelaide and all this sort of thing, and we use the bridge for our trucking. All our produce goes up north, or three quarters go up north, the rest goes south to Melbourne, but most of it, I think, goes to north into New South Wales, Sydney, Brisbane and them places. We have a lot of dry country in southern New South Wales that the bridge will service, and we're talking about grains. They all go south. But look, the bridge is going to be a huge impact on the economy of not only of Victoria, but in New South Wales too.
Brian Hansen concludes.
I think we've achieved a very good project. I think we've got an asset in the community over there that will last for, well, hopefully at least 100 years, which is the design life. So I'm pleased that we've achieved that, and we've achieved that without any significant accidents, and we've achieved that without any significant community concerns or issues. We've got everyone on side. So I think it's a good outcome.
This oral history compilation was recorded and edited by Frank Hymans from original interviews with 16 persons. The project was commissioned by the New South Wales Roads and Traffic Authority and was completed in 2007. The opinions expressed in the oral history interviews are those of the individuals concerned and do not necessarily represent in whole or in part the position of Vic Roads and the New South Wales Roads and Traffic Authority.